There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, click on the link in this episode's description. Today, what to expect in the mini budget. On Friday, the new Chancellor will set out his economic plans in a statement to the House of Commons. It's not an official budget, but Kwasi Kwarteng needs to do a few things in the early days of this government. First, flesh out the promise of tax cuts that Liz Truss made to Conservative Party members who elected her as leader and the UK's Prime Minister.
What I'm about, as a Conservative, is people keeping more of their own money, growing the economy so we avoid a recession. And the best way to do that is lower taxes, but also unleashing investment into our economy.
Second, explain how he'll pay for plans to cap household energy bills at £2,500 a year and reduce them for businesses over the next 6 months.
We understand that how that will translate is savings of around a quarter to a third for businesses like this one in Huddersfield. But think about it, if your bills have gone up threefold, fourfold, fivefold, a 25 to 30% saving won't even touch the sides.
And most important for this government, the Chancellor needs to come up with a plan for growth, because it wants to get the economy growing by 2.5% a year, which is why Kwasi Kwarteng has reportedly told Treasury officials to focus on that, rather than how much money is coming in versus how much is going out. We already know a lot about what he's going to say, so here's what to listen out for. It's important to understand that Liz Truss and Kwasi Kwarteng believe that economic growth is the way to long-term prosperity.
To look at everything through the lens of redistribution, I believe is wrong. Because what I'm about is about growing the economy. And growing the economy benefits everybody.
This is their guiding principle. Rather than sharing out the money in the economy by taxing the rich more than the poor, they want to grow it overall, so everyone's share gets bigger. One way they'll try to stimulate the economy is by reversing the rise in national insurance and freezing corporation tax. Both are designed to encourage spending, but the Institute for Fiscal Studies has said that the poorest 3 million households in Britain would be as little as 63p a month better off under plans to cut national insurance. Higher earners would benefit more. Keeping corporation tax at 19% is good for business and designed to encourage investment, which could come in the form of higher wages. The combined cost to the government of those two tax cuts is £30 billion a year. And that's before you consider this.
The Times has been told that Liz Truss will announce a radical plan to cut stamp duty in the government's mini-budget on Friday in an attempt to drive economic growth.
Stamp duty is the tax levied on the sale of a property. Cutting it would benefit homeowners and encourage more people to move, which could create more opportunities for first-time buyers to get on the property ladder. But it's also a big earner for the government. So it's another cost at a time when it still needs to pay for its massive intervention in the energy market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In a series of interviews, Liz Truss repeatedly insisted that she was willing to do things that aren't popular with voters.
So you're willing to do unpopular things if you think it can contribute to a bigger economy?
That's right.
Labour's policy to tax the energy companies is supported by 68% of the public, according to polls. You're prepared to be unpopular, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Reducing national insurance and stamp duty, freezing corporation tax, and ruling out another windfall tax means the price of the energy package will likely be met through more government borrowing and less spending elsewhere. Annual growth of 2.5% hasn't been achieved since before the 2008 financial crisis. The risk for the government is that they do things that aren't popular with voters, like lifting the cap on bankers' bonuses, whilst also cutting back on spending to allow for tax cuts, but still fail to improve growth. If that happens, and some of it might be out of their control, then they could pay a hefty price at the next election. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker. This episode was written by Lewis Vickers and mixed by Patricia Clark. Whilst you're here, let me tell you about a new Tortoise podcast series from the team who brought you Sweet Bobby. Hoaxed is an investigation into one of Britain's most serious conspiracy theories. A story about a modern-day satanic panic, about the victims whose lives were destroyed, and about the people who spread the lie around the world. Listen today by searching for Hoaxed on your podcast app and follow to get future episodes.
The Sensemaker.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.